Some lawmakers in Pennsylvania want to ban certain household products that contain PFAS. The so-called forever chemicals have been linked to serious health problems. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports lawmakers have advanced the measure this week.
Cosmetics, dental floss, menstrual products, and children's play mats. These household items can contain toxic forever chemicals. Now, Pennsylvania lawmakers are taking steps to ban them. Legislation sponsored by Democratic State Representative Greg Scott would ban the manufacture or sale of these products if they intentionally contain PFAS. It would take effect in January 2028. Scott says he hopes the legislation will raise awareness.
There are a lot of people just did not know that it's in these products. A lot of people don't know how it escapes these products, and learning what PFAS is, how it could cause cancer and other bad illnesses, is a good first step.
The legislation awaits a vote on the House floor. New Jersey was the first state in the region to ban products containing forever chemicals. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick's name is staying on a library at Haverford College. The school's president is rejecting a resolution from a student group that's been asking to have it removed. Students called for the change due to Lutnick's ties to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. The co-president of the Students' Council, Sarah Weil-Jones, says student leaders are disappointed by the rejection.
Lutnick has been named in the Epstein files more than once and has denied his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, though he met with him even after Jeffrey Epstein's original conviction in the late 2000s.
While Jones says what's already on the record should be enough cause for Haverford College to review its relationship with a donor like Lutnick. The Philadelphia Flyers got the job done. They knocked out the Penguins out of the playoffs with a 1-0 overtime victory in South Philly last night. Cam York got the winning goal. He spoke to the media after the big game.
You know, as soon as I got it, looked up and KT was net front, and you know, just the way that the game was going, we knew that it was going to be a greasy one, and I just wanted to get it to the net, and found a hole.
Audio courtesy of NBC 10 Sports Philadelphia. The Flyers are number three seed from the Metropolitan Division, and they will face the Carolina Hurricanes, the top seed in the East, in the second round. Also, the threat of rain yesterday led the Philadelphia Phillies to postpone Wednesday's game against the Giants, and it will all play out today as part of a split doubleheader at Citizens Bank Park. There's a game at 12:35 and one at 5:35. Tonight, the 76ers, they go for it. They host the Celtics in Game 6 of their playoff matchup. The Celtics lead that series 3-2. 9:07, and we'll have clouds today, a high of 67 degrees in Philadelphia.